CliffCentral.com.
You remember I mentioned last week that I went to the launch of what is possibly the sexiest venue in Johannesburg. I told you. It's called Rockets. The new, well, we're familiar with the Rockets brand. There's a very, very popular Rockets in Parkhurst. There have been a few others around town. This is next level. And the reason I wanted to talk about it is because I'm blown away that, you know, there are a lot of places in South Africa that the land of the blind, the one-eyed is king. We tend to see a lot of venues that are nice. They're nice enough. They're very good.
Yeah.
But this is extraordinary. This is extraordinary because it's like a vision come to fruition. Now, I invited the brains and the genius behind this, Sean, to come in and talk to us this morning, because I thought we needed to hear how the whole idea came about. And if you haven't been there yet, maybe you will go at some point in the next few days. I'm absolutely amazed. Sean Barber, it's nice to see you, man. I was at the launch on Thursday last week. It was spectacular. I don't know, you've done something next level here.
Yeah, thanks, Gareth.
It's nice to see you, man.
Nice to see you, too.
Are you exhausted?
Pretty much.
Non-stop. I mean, I went and saw the place when you were building it still. It was like a construction site. And already then I could see this vision of yours coming to fruition. It must feel very good to actually have got past that first hurdle and opened up.
Yeah, it feels amazing. We've just had our first weekend. So
how did it go?
Just good. We had one or two glitches. Our kitchen printer stopped working on the opening night, I think I told you, which was a bit tough, and it did the same to us yesterday afternoon. But
it's always one little thing, right?
One little printer, you know. But it's been good.
Let's just let everybody into what this place is, because it's you could say it's a restaurant, you could say it's a bar, you could say it's a combination of both, but it's actually a whole lot more, because you've actually got four levels to this.
Yeah.
There's like a co-working space at the bottom, and for a lot of, particularly our listeners, a lot of young entrepreneurs, people who have a great idea, a laptop, and they need a place to do their work, and they want to have meetings and things, then this is almost like nirvana.
Yeah.
You can go there, you can have a membership, you can buy a membership, and you can go there every day.
Every day, every night.
Eat and drink.
Yep.
Free Wi-Fi.
Free Wi-Fi, free cappuccinos.
In a beautiful setting.
Yeah.
And it's basically your office.
It's like a home away from home or office away from your office.
Doesn't that sound nice, Mubs?
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like the kind of place you could run your business from.
You must come.
Now, there's that. Then the next level up is the restaurant.
Yeah.
Amazing food. You're a stickler for this stuff. I mean, you demand quality at every level, so it's not as if anything leaves the kitchen without you having okayed it.
I'm generally in the kitchen.
Yeah. I've seen you doing it. Yeah. Then there's a bar level, and then there's still a roof.
Yeah.
Which has the spectacular view over all of Johannesburg. You know, a lot of places don't have that kind of a view, and they still have a nice vibe, but this has got both.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just to go through the four levels, that's co-work space or members lounge. Just the membership detail is something we've been wanting to do for a long time, and this space has given us an opportunity to do it. I mean, you and I spoke a couple of weeks ago, and you mentioned tribalism. You know, that's there's that give back that an app will do on your phone when you spend and you get points or whatever that you can redeem, but having a member's detail goes even further. We can really give back, and people can come there, they can sit on that, and they can sit in a bean bag, and we've got a basketball hoop in the garden, you know, which is pretty cool. They can go back inside, they can work on a solid oak desk, they can work on a booth seat, you know. If they get tired, they can take the lift up to the rooftop and work in a day bed in the sun if they wanted to.
How cool is that? Ben, sounds like your kind of office.
Yeah, completely. This whole thing of like having a stale office environment where you can meet other people like-minded, it's great. It's kind of empowering.
Yeah.
So how did this all begin for you? Because, I mean, we know the brand Rockets, and we've been to some of the other stores. But this is like your magnum opus. This is your big masterpiece.
Yeah, this one is something I've been working for, looking at. The opportunity to build something this big is something I've been wanting to do for a long time. And to get a landlord that was willing to do it is literally finding the holy grail, because unfortunately I can't build a 1,700 square meter building myself.
No.
You know, I don't have the capacity or the capital to do that. And I was put in touch with the guys from Sable Holdings who possibly would entertain the idea. And we chatted to them, and one floor became two floors, became three floors with the lift, became you know, a beautiful building with a rooftop. And they let us design it with the architect, and the next thing, boom, we had a plan in place.
Spectacular.
Yeah. Look, I'm paying rent there.
Yeah, sure.
You know,
But some of the things that make this special, because I'm sure a lot of people are going, so what's the big fuss? You've made it like it's like an indoor forest inside. You've got walls full of plants. You've got art, the most amazing mural, like this sort of Indian tribal art sort of thing. Yeah. But it's actually a mural that's been carved into the concrete with an angle grinder. Yeah. Tell us about this. Tell us about the artist.
Well, look, just in terms of the greenery inside, I've always wanted to have greenery inside a big shop. I love low-hanging Boston ferns. I love green walls. It's just something that I've always naturally been drawn to. Whenever I've seen a restaurant, whether it's on Pinterest or something like that, I've gone, wow, I'm naturally drawn to something, greenery inside a building. I love it. In terms of the artist, Justin Bodenhorst, or his artistic name is Nomad, he's probably the most talented person I've ever met. He just operates on a different plane. You know, he's naturally a drummer, and then decided he could sculpt and paint at the same time. But with that mural, that big mural, you take a very high quality face brick and you put a thick layer of plaster on, which just gives him the depth and the shadow line that he needs, and then he sketches it on and carves it out with an angle grinder. It's not that easy. It took 3 weeks, but he put dust everywhere on all my stuff, but
it's worth it, man.
It was worth it. Yeah, it was worth it.
Wow.
And yeah, it really just looks and feels very international.
Yeah.
In its standard.
Yeah, I mean, I've had got some good friends of mine. James Moore was there last night. And
oh, really?
And he's obviously been to a lot of different places around the world. And he said, and I can quote him on this because he's a mate of mine, he said, it's the most beautiful shop he's ever seen.
Wow.
You know, so that was quite something, you know. And he doesn't necessarily, he's not too emotive at the best of times, you know. But, yeah, it's come out, Gareth, it's come out beautifully. I'm very happy. Like I said, there's been one or two teething issues, but on something that scale, we've got 5 different bars. Just the operational content of that is difficult to get my head around, but we've had our first weekend, and now we have knowledge.
And what's the big idea here? Is this to just completely change the way that we think about entertaining ourselves in South Africa?
You know,
taking the whole leap forward.
You know, people ask me, why did you go so big in it? And it's, if you compartmentalize the space, it's not that big. You've got the restaurant. It's only a 250-seater restaurant. It's not these bigger restaurants out there in Joburg and other places in the country. But to have the lounge upstairs, one flight of stairs or one lift away, you get that double spend or the double stay. You know, some people, they come and they eat and they want to go somewhere else, but don't necessarily want to get in an Uber and go somewhere else or get in their car and drive somewhere else. And we can give them a completely different environment with just a couple of meters away. And they don't have to leave and go home. You know, the age of the nightclub for me is evolving and changing. And it's becoming more loungy. People dance where they stand. They don't dance in a dance floor anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and we've picked onto that. And it's nice to be at the forefront of that. It's cool. It's a cool feeling.
Now, at this opening, there were lots of, you know, your friends and family there. I actually met your parents, which I wasn't expecting to do. And they were telling me a little bit about your life story. I mean, you didn't imagine when you were growing up that this is the kind of thing you'd end up doing, right?
No. I actually wanted to be a doctor.
Yeah.
But then my brother stole that.
So like, damn, original idea taken.
Yeah, he's too clever. I can't compete with that, okay?
And they must be really proud because it's always nice to see your kid and their dream come to reality.
Yeah. Well, actually, I went into accounts after that.
Mm.
You know,
tell me about that. Because, I mean, going from being an accountant, which is a horrible job.
No offense to all accountants out
there.
No.
They've
got an amazing job to do. I don't know how they do it.
It's hard. You couldn't do it for long.
I'd die.
So how did you end up doing this? Because people say you have to have your head read if you go into hospitality, particularly restaurants and shops.
I don't know. I mean, I started off doing marketing. I probably should have carried on doing that. But I had a tutor one day who said to me, why are you doing marketing? And I said, well, I'm creative and I love it. And they said, well, a CA can do what a marketer can do, but a marketer could never do what a CA could do. And I thought, okay, at the time that made sense. I don't believe it now. So that was and one day in second year varsity at UCT, I changed. And then the next 8 years of my life was done getting a qualification that I'd never wanted to use. So, and I phoned my dad working in London for Merrill Lynch once, and I said, I'm coming back home to do a restaurant? And he said, come back home, yes, restaurant, no.
Yeah, because it's very, very difficult.
Yeah, it's I think it's the hardest job there is.
The margins are very thin.
You've got, look, just in terms of operations, you've got highly desirable, perishable, easily portable goods, you know. So your stock management and control needs to be on point. Otherwise, your margins will go.
I can only imagine, because I buy groceries, and by Friday I realize that half of them are not fresh anymore and have to throw them away, and that's just for me. Yeah. I can't imagine doing it for anyone else.
And we get everything in fresh every day. So for us, we are at the risk of having a high food cost. And I suppose my accounting background helps me with that. You can find a restaurateur boasts about revenue, and I'll tell him he doesn't know what he's doing. Find a restaurateur that boasts about his cost of sales, and yeah, then you've got someone who knows what he's doing.
And managing people, and then obviously creating a special sort of feeling. That's the hardest part of all.
You know, like, restauranteering for me is like playing around a round of golf, you know. And I hate golf. I do love restauranteering. But golf, you can hit 110 really bad shots, which is probably what I normally do. But you hit one good shot, and you come back.
Is that right, Ben?
That is exactly what golf is. That is the definition of golf.
But you that one shot brings you back, and you can have that with one client. You know, you can have a bad day, and people, I don't know, there's something in the air, and they're just not great. But you have one person that looks at you differently or smiles, and it makes you remember why you love what you do so much. And that's what restauranteering is for me. You know what I mean? If I can, literally, and it might sound cliched, if we can change one person's life just that day, then the day's a success.
All right, so I think we've got to go there. I reckon we should go on Friday for lunch.
I think you should come here.
I think we should do it.
I was sold on everything. I will dub this the most Instagrammable place.
She's going to be taking pictures of himself with filter in every part of the shop.
Like, how will the flowers look in my
no
Instagram?
Filter needed.
Yeah, no filter
how will
needed.
Like, me lounging, the champagne bar look on my Instagram?
Well,
I'm ready.
I mean, it's seldom that I go somewhere and recommend that people check it out. But honestly, if you do anything in Johannesburg and you haven't seen this place, you're wasting your time. Just at least go and see it and tell me I'm wrong. I dare you.
Thanks,
listen, man. Sean, thanks for popping by, man.
Thanks for having me, guys. Really appreciate it.
Awesome. So we'll see you on Friday.
See you then.
Very, very nice.
Yay. Hey, team lunch, team get together.
Yeah. I want to see my buddy's face when she walks around the place and she sees how much there is in the bars.
There's 5 bars there for you, Mubs.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Oh, challenge accepted. Oh,
Sean, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks, guys. CliffCentral.com.